There is barely a bale of hay left in the Northern Territory. The booming live cattle trade has chewed through local supplies, and so now people like Daryl Yasberg, who is the manager of the Noonamah export yards near Darwin, has got no option left but to look interstate and get hay from thousands of kilometres away.
I might not start it in South Australia, but I might move over to West Australia a little bit and get some over there. Look, there's plenty of it down in South Australia. It's just the freight that's the problem.
It's a long truck from WA.
Yeah, a long truck from WA and a long truck from Adelaide. The freight is worth, you know, 3 or 4 times as much as hay.
And who wears that extra cost, Daryl?
Oh, it all goes along the line, mate.
Yep.
But it's a necessity. And the other thing is the quality of the hay is exceptional. It's really good hay, so, you know, they're getting good quality stuff.
I presume you would have gone through a lot of hay this year. I mean, we hear so much about the record live shipments out of Darwin. I presume it's been a sort of a record year for your yards.
Yeah, we've been through, I'd say, nearly twice as much hay as what I went through last year. So it's put a big strain on the hay market. I think Cash had a reasonably plain sort of year for hay, so that's sort of created a bit more pressure as well.
Have you ever seen it like this before, Daryl?
No, it's the best year I've ever had, that's for sure. It's been just constant. It just hasn't stopped.
Chris Howie is a cattle and hay producer from the Douglas Daly region of the Northern Territory. As you would expect, he has had a good year. He says he's never seen such strong demand for hay.
Well, obviously the demand for hay is huge at the moment. There's that many cattle going out and the yards are putting a lot of numbers through. So, yeah, our customers use a lot of hay this year, and a large ship got delayed for 3 weeks to a month, so they used an extra 3 weeks worth of hay there, which chewed through a fair bit. And yeah, it's just a huge demand for hay.
Have we got any bales left?
There's none left in my sheds at the moment. I'm not sure if there's any around in Douglas Daly. I think there's a little bit up the road that's probably already accounted for, and Catherine, I think, is pretty empty. So yeah, no, there's not much around, Matt.
And hence why people like Daryl at the Noonamah Yards are going as far as Western Australia.
Yeah, I feel sorry for them. That's a long way to freight hay. Like, freight cost is huge. So, yeah, that's a bit unfortunate, but that's how it is, I suppose. They've got to feed the cattle.
Have you ever seen it like this before, the hay market?
No, usually this time of year I've got a lot of hay tarped and stored waiting to be used over the wet, and, yeah, worrying about whether we will sell it all. Whereas this year we've been cleaned out already and we've only had sort of one decent shower of rain. So, yeah, massive, massive difference.
I don't need numbers, but I hope you've made a good dollar this year, Chris.
Yes, it's been good, yeah.
Yep.
We definitely have had a good year. Yeah, and just to get it all out and not have to worry about trucking hay through the wet with the roads and things like that is a huge bonus as well.
And given what has happened this year, and there doesn't seem to be any signs of the live export trade slowing, does that change your tactics slightly for 2015?
Oh, obviously, we'll be trying to grow as much hay as we can. Yeah, and I think there'll be a lot more hay around next year. There seems to be a lot of people going to grow hay. So I think there'll be more around, more supply, but still, the demand's there. So I think it'll be worthwhile.